اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، وصلى الله على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد صلى وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. اللهم صل على محمد. This is the day of the martyrdom of our seventh Imam, and we offer our condolences to the Imam of our time, the family of Holy Prophet and the Holy Prophet and his Ummah, for the passing away and the tragic departure of our seventh Imam, the Imam who was an example of morality, the example of courage, an example of self-sacrifice. And before I mention one or two ahadith, request please pay a little attention, especially sister's side, please try to manage the children so we can understand each other better. Please recite a loud salawat. Imam alayhi salatu wasalam lived in the time of the tyrant ruler Harun al-Rashid, and a government, a tyrannical system based on power and control and force and suppression, and morality, ethics, divine values, religious values had lost their place in the society. The struggle of an Imam through the suffering, through the sacrifice and through the hardships that he endured, from the repeated arrests, tortures, imprisonments and forced exile from Medina, that one motive at least we see on part of the Imam was to spread the highest of human virtues, highest examples of morality and akhlaq and makarim in a society that is filled with oppression and ends, as they say, justify means, and rulers and their followers all either are bribed or scared to follow them and oppress their people who are under them. And Imam is reviving a different system for the society that is not based on power and control, that is based on divine values, that are based on moral teachings, that are based on basic human, you know, principles that make us human beings. Unfortunately, we are all prone to losing that path and prone to falling into error when we forget ourselves and forget who we are and who has created us. One of the teachings of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam related to family is that Imam alayhi salam said, إِذَا بَعَدْتُمُ السِّبْيَانِ فَفُوا لَهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَ أَنَّكُمْ تَرْزُقُونَهُمْ. Imam alayhi salam said, when you promise children for something, right, then keep your promises. The smallest promise you make to a child, you say, I'll bring you a candy, for example, I'll buy you a toy, I'll come and take you somewhere, then keep your promises. And Imam alayhi salam says, فَإِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَ أَنَّكُمُ الَّذِينَ تَرْزُقُونَهُ, because they see you as their arbab, you are their providers. You must know how important it is to be the Rabb of someone. Rabb in a general sense, meaning a person who takes care of someone, nurtures someone, right? You have a very important position. It is through you, through your mirror, that they understand what Rabb really means. And their relationship with their father, relationship of a child with the father, is the first relationship that defines a person and his attitude towards oneself, other people and this world. And if that is broken, person loses his faith. families that are broken and families where there is neglect and abuse, children also grow up without faith, and they in turn affect others, and they do the same to others. Imam alayhi salam said, when you promise, keep your promises, fulfill your promises, because they see you as their providers. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ لَيْسَ يَغْضِبُ لِشَيْءٍ كَغَضَبِهِ لِلنِّسَاءِ وَالصِّبِيَانِ. Allah does not get angry, right, for anything more than for family, women and children under your care. That you are, they are your usara. You provide them. Do not keep anything from them. If you can help them, then do help them. This is in one's own inner circle of a family. For society is always important. Please recite aloud salawat. Salam. Another short saying of Imam alayhi salam, and I'll try to make it short. Imam alayhi salam, this is narrated by Hafs ibn Ghiyath. He says, I heard our seventh Imam, Sami'atu Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam, in the qabrin. Imam was standing by a qabr, by a grave. And I saw Imam who was by this qabr and looking at this qabr, he said, in this condition, he said, Inna shay'an hadha akhiruhu lahaqiqun an yuzhad fi awwalihi. Something that ends in this state, right? It is best a person should observe zuhud from the beginning of it, right? Imam is referring to life, that the end of life is a grave. So zuhud is important for this life that in reality ends in death and nothing else. So amassing, for example, amassing wealth which person will not be able to take with oneself, right, is not of any value. وَأَنَّ شَيْئًا هَذَا أَوَّلُهُ لَحَقِيقٌ أَن يُخَافْ أَخِرَهُ. This is also very eye-opening. Imam al-Islam said, something that starts with this, that means another phase that begins with qabr, right? It is important that a person would fear what would be its end, right? If the beginning of a safar, another path, another phase of our journey, right? Another phase begins with death, with this qabr, then it's best a person would keep his eyes open and look at what might come at the end of it. Because akhirat of a person starts with what a person encounters in his grave the first night, correct? Another loud salawat, please. Imam alayhi salam, he lived his life with these principles, and Harun al-Rashid subjected Imam alayhi salam to a lot of pain. They had no legitimacy among people, and they knew that. And Imam alayhi salam, because of his ilm and his piety and his lineage, and because of his views about society, about you know how governance should be and everything, he presented a different model of human being, of a ruler, of a person, you know, everything, religious leader, and people were inspired by that. Despite that, Imam alayhi salam was in Baghdad and in prison. Where are all his family members? Where are all his followers? Where are all the people who call themselves his followers and devotees? How is it that the Imam is in the prison for so long, right? That some people even get an opportunity to claim that Imam is the last Imam and he's in Ghaibat, and there will be no more Imam after him, and his prison is actually his Ghaibat, and he will never die and will always be in Ghaibat. Who were these people who made up these things, and why were some people believing in such things? But such people disintegrated after a few generations, because imamat of 12 imams is both established in Sharia, and as time passed, the next imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Rida alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma salam, he brought imamat and knowledge and all the karamat to a level that enemies and friends all accepted his greatness. And all these munharifin, these people who were confused or wanted to confuse others, they lost their place. But despite that, Imam alayhi salam was given poison. And this was a new sunnat sayyi'ah that was introduced by Harun Rashid, that he poisoned the Imam, right, by forcing some people, Yahya Barmaki, and then who pressured the evil person, Sindik Nishahik, who gave poison to Imam. And there are different reports how Imam was poisoned. In 3 days, Imam alayhi salam passed away as a result of that poison. His son, Imam Riza alayhi salam, was a little boy. He came, he was young, he came to the side of his father. And he was with him, although they thought they are performing kafan and all, but actually the kafan was all provided for by the Imam, and it was, all the rituals were performed by his son. Why did they put Imam's janazah, his body, 3 days on Jisr Baghdad? They wanted people to come and sign something over there. They call it mahzar. Sign it over there and to testify that Imam died a natural death. That they saw the body. As if seeing the body would determine that a person has died a natural death or he was killed. But this was a new thing they started. And when Imam Askari al-Islam passed away, the same thing was done to him. His body was kept, everybody was asked to come and be a witness and sign something and say, we saw this person. Why these khulafa? They feared the reaction of the people. Because of the love in the hearts of people for Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they knew that if it is proven that they killed him, there would be an outrage from the people. The janazah was brought out and they said, this is Imam of Rafida, who believed that this Imam, right, has not died and will live forever. Look at his body. By doing that, they were also trying to show all the Shias as Rafida. In their words, those who believe that seventh Imam is the Imam al-Ghaib. Look at the evil plots of these people. But despite all their efforts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected his light on earth. All the Imams, one by one. This Imam whose body rested over there for 3 days and no one could come and lay him to rest. Our salam to this Imam, right? That reminds us of the personality of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. But what's more heartbreaking is that what happened in Karbala. That yes, Imam alayhi salam, after 3 days, Harun Rashid came out and then all the friends and everybody else came out and buried the Imam. But what happened in Karbala after Ashura? For 3 days, the body of Sayyid al-Shuhada was lying in the sun. And that was not Baghdad. That was a place which had close to it many people who loved Imam. And Imam's body, after 3 days, in that state, the Imam Sajjad alayhi salam came and laid it to rest. Allah rahmatullah ala al-qawm al-zalameen wa sayya'lamu al-lazina zalamu ayyamun qalabin yanqalibun. Let us do tawassul and ask Imam alayhi salam to remove our spiritual and physical ailments, to give us afiyat in dunya and akhirah. Wallah, protect the mu'mineen around the world who are undergoing such terrible times. Wallah, make the life of our leader longer and with salamati and nufuz al-kalima. May Allah make the zuhur of Imam close. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.